Mishki Broadcast.
STP?
Yes.
Is this Mishki?
No, but would you like to talk to him?
Yes, I guess so. First time I've called from any radio station.
Oh, your name, please?
Oh, this is Peggy.
Okay, hang on, Peggy.
Thank you.
Hello, this is T.D. Mishki, professional radio broadcaster, graduate of the Edward R. Murrow School of Broadcasting, Biloxi, Mississippi. Now in charge of 50,000 watts of power in a major market here in the United States. You're on KSTP AM 1500. Go ahead, Peggy.
Well, all right, this is Peggy L. For heaven's sakes, I'm going to be 70 years old, and I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And a graduate of, what's my favorite bar? Where they tore it down. Anyhow.
You don't remember the name of your favorite bar?
The Six Pack.
The name of the bar was the Six Pack?
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell was I when a bar like that existed?
Oh, my. Well, not the where I lived, up North Minneapolis here.
Oh, up in North Minneapolis.
Yeah, but...
Did you spend a lot of time in bars, Peggy?
Years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been in one now since 1990. Ooh, wait a minute. I take that back. The best one I ever went to... You remember Brady's Nightclub on 6th and Hennepin?
Mike and Carol's place, sure.
The piano bar, Schindler's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was the song they were always playing? Oh, when it's time to change, you've got to rearrange. Yeah, I remember that. And that one?
No, I don't. Huh. But that's what I'm calling about.
We're going to keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on dancing all through the night. That was another one they used to play there. Yeah.
At Brady's Nightclub Bar?
Yeah, they had another one. Remember that one?
What year were you there?
I was there in the late 40s.
Oh, my. Well, this was in honey, this was in 1962.
Oh, that was after my time. I had quit going to bars by then.
Yeah, and, what a waste.
My life?
And no Brady's when they tore it down.
Boy, you've been around for a lot of bars going down, haven't you?
Oh, my Augies, Andy's, Brady's, Kings, the Golden, what'd you call it? The Golden Squirrel or...
The Golden Squirrel!
The one they put on Hennepin.
The Golden Squirrel! You mean to tell me I missed a bar called the Golden Squirrel?
I think it was called...
Remember the song they used to play when you walked in there? Remember that? You'd walk in, the guy behind the, piano bar there, same song every time.
Yeah, I loved piano bars.
Yeah.
Tommy, I just lived for piano bars.
Boy, you and I should have gone out drinking back then. We would have had a ball.
Believe me, we would have had a heck of a good
time.
We would have. And Fred, the one that calls in.
Yeah, do we have to talk about him?
That's the one I'm calling about,
too. You want me to hook him up with you?
He knows all these. I was born in 29.
Oh, 29, the big crash. That was a big crash. Remember that? Boom.
Oh, yeah, I came along with the Depression.
That's why you went to so many bars. It's all starting to make sense to me now. When you went to these bars, what were you looking for? What was it about the bars that attracted you? Because it sounds like you damn near lived at them.
Just the good piano music.
Oh, you went for the music?
Yeah.
And since they had drinks there, you figured, what the heck, next thing you know, you were having a little problem.
Oh, well, not exactly.
But I'm not far off either.
No, I'll be honest with you. I started drinking beer when I was 15.
All right.
And,
when did you quit?
I haven't.
You're on a couple now, aren't you?
I'm not splashed or smashed or whatever you call it. But I just, I didn't think I'd get through to you. Like
it is tough to get through to my show.
It's the first time I have ever called.
Let me just ask my producer briefly. Hang on a second. Clyde, how many calls have there been tonight thus far? Will you tell the listeners?
Three. Two hang-ups.
So, in terms of the number of people who have actually talked to you once you picked up the phone?
One.
Thank you, Clyde. It's a bugaboo. Getting on this show, it's tricky. You know, Rush, I used to be on his show every day just because I felt sorry for the SOB because no one called him and his show was tanking.
Limbo.
Yeah, his show was tanking. And I'd go on just to make him feel better. I'd get on and I'd go, hey, ditto's from Minneapolis. Then the next day, hey, ditto's from North Dakota. Yeah, I'd just keep going all over the country. Then I'd always agree with him. I'd just say, hey, that was great what you just said, Rush. Every day I'd do that. I'd just say, hey, whatever you just said there, I agree wholeheartedly. And then I'd be the next caller and the next caller. And then all of a sudden there was a groundswell and he got listeners. Next thing you know, he's got 20 million. Well, that wasn't an accident. So right now, I don't mind the fact that perhaps I'm in a situation.
I got to be honest. When I first heard you...
Yeah. You thought I was a dwarf.
I mean no disrespect.
Yeah, go ahead, be honest. Give it to me straight, I can take it.
I couldn't stand you. But after listening to you... Tommy, after listening to you for a while, I thought, you know, this guy makes more sense... The book of knowledge there. What's his name? Jason Lewis.
I make more sense than Jason.
Well, Jason.
You're damn right.
Yeah, well, I mean, that isn't hard to know.
Oh,
talk about
left
smashed.
Stuff.
Well,
all he's talking about is...
The Bretton Woods Agreement. What the hell is that? I don't
know. Job on the president and all
I was
that
at the six-pack when the Bretton Woods Agreement was signed. I didn't have to take notice.
And the other one... That Limbo?
Limbo. Oh, I'd like to get him in a dark alley. Yeah.
Oh, Lord, no. So
what prompted the call? You just wanted to talk about bars that have closed, or?
No, I just
of all the bars I've loved before, the ones that put me on the floor, I'm glad that I got soused to the drinks around the house. Huh?
You would have been some party animal with me, because I didn't embarrass anybody.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, I didn't.
All right. I have in my day.
Anyhow, it brings...
There are the KSTP stories.
So nice, you know, we sang all the old 40s songs.
No, what were those again? Boy, the way Glenn Miller played. Remember that
songs
one?
Songs that made the hit. Hooray.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those
were the days.
Oh, but that's Fred, the one that calls in.
Oh, yeah, he's an undertaker.
I have some that, if he remembers them, my old boyfriend, well, he and his wife and I used to go out together.
Boy, that's unusual. They got a term for that in France.
We did. We got along fine. Because she was...
Easy.
Sounds like a soap opera to me, but she kind of went with the piano player.
Oh, and musicians.
I went with her husband. But we all... she and her husband and I, we would go home at their place.
I don't want to hear any more.
On weekends.
Oh, I see. Waterbed?
No, she slept in... Her, wherever, they had four floors in their home. It was very pretty home.
Jeez. Let me just ask Kathy a question. Kathy, you were going to ask Peggy a question.
Yeah, Peggy, I was wondering if you knew the Whiff and Poof song.
Well, if she does, I'd prefer that she not sing a song with that title. The Whiff and Poop.
Yeah.
You do?
Remember that, Tommy?
No, I tell you what, we'll sing that song after the top of the hour, because...
Bring that at Brady's.
And we used to sing the Whiff and Poop at Brady's. Okay, we'll sing it for you, Kathy, after the top of the hour.
Therefore,
she's singing it now. Back after the top of the hour news. KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis. Hang tight there, Peggy. Have a drink. I'll be with you shortly. Stick around, folks. Standing by Our old friend, Peggy.
I like the way you put that.
Well, thank you, Peggy. I like the way you call my show.
Your Clyde there gets his music. Isn't that the theme song for Peter Gunn?
No. Peter Gunn is bum 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 bum. Whereas the one you just heard was do 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 do.
Yeah, but wasn't that the theme song for Peter Gunn, the TV show?
Is there an echo in here? No, Peter Gunn is. I've forgotten it. Ah, doesn't matter.
And I already forgot the Wolfman.
Yeah, I feel drunk just talking to you. I was sober before you called. You know, there's just sort of a, you know, a sound in your voice, kind of a female Dean Martin thing going on there.
Oh, no.
You know, kind of.
I'm fine.
No, I'm fine, too. I'm okay if you're okay.
I wanted to tell you, you also have a good singing voice.
Yeah, that's damn right.
You do?
Well, I'm not arguing.
You
I went to the...
me with that.
Yeah, I went to a special voice coach in college.
Sure.
I did.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah. His name was Juan, and he worked with me on again, off again in, we were in Silesia, where a lot of the better voice coaches are.
Oh.
Have you ever been to Silesia?
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I'm your piano bar people that you heard all those years at all those saloons. Those were Silesians.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so let's sing a song.
Yeah.
Let's sing a song. How about that?
Well, I'm a heavy smoker.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You smoke.
Huh. Maybe you could give a message to the children listening out there now.
Oh, boy, I sure could.
Okay, I'll just step back, turn my microphone off, and let you roll.
I tell you. I started. My dad smoked, and that's where. And at the time, in the early 40s, I was 16. Let's see, I was born in 29.
Let me get this straight. You started drinking at 15, smoking at 16. You're how old now?
69 now.
How does someone feel who's listening right now and is, you know?
And I tell you,
25 and having
coffee,
a terminal illness.
Huh? The hacking. You tell those kids, don't start. Besides, it costs a lot of money.
There's the money thing, yeah.
You damn right.
Yeah, all right. How about singing that whiff and poop song for old Kathy there?
Huh?
You know, the whiff and poop song she requested before the top of the hour.
Now I had it and I lost. I remember. Oh. If she can remember the middle part of it.
It went something like this. Doom, 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 doom.
No, it didn't, Tommy.
All right, let's sing one song, then I got to go because I just got a call from the boss, and he said, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
Uh-oh. Well, I don't want to get you in trouble.
Well, it's too late for that.
I'm just glad.
They're already doing a blood test on me after the program.
Let's... You are nicer than I thought you would be.
Well, I won another one over.
And you have that friend. I'd like him to...
Call you?
Yeah.
And maybe you could bring another girl.
I don't need another girl. Oh. I don't want a girl.
Oh. I want a guy. I want a guy who used to work in a morgue.
Jeez, come on.
Why do I feel like I just sit and talk to you all night? I'm torn between wanting to get on with the show and just wanting to kick back, tell the commercials to take a flying leap and just talk to you all evening. What is that about me? What is that about me? I'm torn between wanting to have a conversation.
You've got personality.
Personality.
La-da-da-da-da. I don't remember the words to it.
It's like the whiffing poop song. Well, now I do have to go because...
We are poor little lambs who have lost
our way.
It was an old college song.
Mersey dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey, toe and chew. Remember that old one? By the moonlight, rotty-doo-da. In the evening, rotty-doo-da.
Remember
that one? Remember that old favorite? Goodbye, my Coney Island. Goodbye, my Coney. Remember that one?
There, oh yeah.
Come, boys, I have something to tell you. Remember that one? Remember that one? What the hell was it? It was with someone like you.
Oh, Ernest.
A gal so good and true. I'd like to leave it all behind and go and find
a place that's known to God
alone. Just a place to call our own.
We'll find
the perfect peace.
Perfect peace where joy
will never cease.
And let the rest of the world go by.
Well, it's been great singing with you.
Ernest Ball wrote that. Did you ever see the movie A Wild Irish Rose? It was out in the 40s.
I saw that. I saw that. I went there with my gal.
He's the one played the part of...
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I was sitting in the lot. I was sitting in the parking lot with my gal. We're watching that movie, and all of a sudden I get called up. Italy. Served with the 45th.
Oh, I love that song.
Well, I don't, because it reminds me of taking shrapnel from some Jerry. I don't want to get into that right now. Actually, I'm having a flashback or two. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
where was it?
Ahead.
It was the Battle of the Bulge. They were coming at us from all sides.
No! Not that sound! Not that sound! It takes me back.
But I play that on my accordion, Phil.
Oh, what?
And I play polkas. And
yeah?
Another one I...
Yeah. Are we still talking, you and I? Holy smokes.
With someone like you,
I'll so good and true.
I'd like to leave it all behind
and go and find. Yeah, boy. Thanks for taking me back. Boy, I'll tell you, there was nothing like it. They quit making music after those artists died, I'll tell you that.
You or they haven't.
Yeah, you're damn right.
George Gershwin.
George Gershwin, his wife, what was his wife's name? Mrs. Gershwin and the old damn Gershwin family.
Yeah,
talented bunch, every one of them. Yeah,
it
I don't think George had to beat him quite like that, but then I didn't think Bing Crosby had to whoop the hell out of Gary either. I don't know what it is with these people who
Sinatra,
sing and beat the crap out of the kids. You got Sinatra and the man was nuts! He was nuts!
Elvis?
Elvis? Yeah. Well, he didn't beat his kids. He beat up on himself. See, that was the beauty of the transition to rock and roll. All of a sudden, it was self-abuse. And there's a selflessness there.
Oh, I got a bunch of Elvises.
Well, you do? Well, let's do an Elvis tune. Then I really got to go. I really got to go after that. Let's sing an Elvis tune. Ready? With someone like you, a pal so good and true, I'd like to leave it all behind and go and find some reds and pinks. I'll get stoned till I stink. Oh. You know what? On my lungs. Hey, you know what we gotta do? We gotta knock this off. I gotta
it's
do it
my
right.
My lungs, not yours.
It's what?
My lungs are killing me.
Oh, your lungs are?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well.
If it's any consolation, because of you and a lot of other people like you, this state ended up with a hell of a lot of money. Okay.
Huh?
No. Okay. Well, you know what? I ought to introduce you to Annie Jean. She's a woman who used to call this program. Sounds a lot like you. I don't know what it is with you women and smoking and drinking and living into, you know, your 70s.
Well, I have a few beers each day.
How many did you have today?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You know, you're my hero.
Now, I want to know about this Summit beer you're always talking about.
Well, we'll go
Never
out and we'll split
it.
A six-pack sometime. Oh, boy.
Well, I get mine delivered from my liquor
from store. Your drugstore.
I'm drinking Black Label.
Oh, Black Label, are you?
Boy, you don't find too many people who put that down. You don't.
Well, it's the cheapest we got. I'm on a fixed income. And
is it a, can I ask you that? Is it a good life?
Well, I just paid out $100 for 5 cartons of cigarettes. Cost me $49.75.
This is America, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what you've been reading in your naturopath magazines or your self magazine, your women's health, your glamour, your cosmopolitan. Welcome to America. Hello out there. Are you listening? Here it is, right here. It's Peggy. This is who's really out there. You won't see her on the cover of magazines. You won't see her inside these glossies. But here is America, sitting right before you right here, ladies and gentlemen. Love her or leave her. Right?
I tell you, if any of those kids or anybody out there that's got kids, tell them to don't start smoking. It's the worst thing they can do.
How about the drinking part? Should we nip that in the bud, too, or?
They know how to handle it.
Yeah. Okay, well, there's the advice coming from Grandma.
I had my first beer at 7:30 in the morning.
Today?
Yeah.
Well,
now what do you...
You know, Peg, you know what? Can I get your phone number, and we'll just call you periodically, okay?
All right,
I'm going to put you on hold, okay? Hang on a second. Okay, we'll just call you periodically. Ah, got it, we got a new member of the family. Could you get Peg's number? She needs a name, too. We'll need to give her a name. She's staying out at the six-pack. I may just call her that. She's put down at least that today.